Yeah. It's bipartisan. Listen, I plan on having a Republican in my cabinet. You
asked me. Oh, my God.
Yes.
Right.
You asked me what's the difference between Joe Biden and me. Well, that will be one of the differences. I'm going to have a Republican in my cabinet. Because I don't feel burdened by letting pride get in the way of a good idea.
Hello and welcome to What the F*** Just Happened Today, your essential guide to the daily shock and awe in national politics. I'm Joe Anditas. Let's get to it. It's Tuesday, October 8th, 2024. Welcome to day 1358. FEMA warned that false claims and conspiracy theories pushed by Trump and his supporters related to hurricanes are hurting the recovery and relief efforts and putting hundreds of thousands of lives at risk as Hurricane Milton, an extremely dangerous Category 4 hurricane, barrels toward Florida. The FEMA administrator said, "It is absolutely the worst I have ever seen. It's creating distrust in the federal government, but also the state government. And we have so many first responders that have been working to go out and help these communities." Trump and other Republicans have spread misinformation that the federal government is intentionally withholding aid to people in Republican areas, instead diverting it to immigrants. Responding to Trump's claims about FEMA and Hurricane Helene, Kamala Harris said it's profound and it is the height of irresponsibility and, frankly, callousness. She added, "Lives are literally at stake right now." The National Weather Service, meanwhile, warned that if Milton stays on its course, this will be the most powerful hurricane to hit Tampa Bay in over 100 years. Moving on, the Supreme Court seemed likely to uphold the Biden administration's restrictions on ghost guns, which are self-assembly firearm kits that produce untraceable weapons and skirt existing regulations. In 2022, the ATF issued new rules that treat ghost gun kits and partially assembled bodies of guns as traditional firearms and require dealers to serialize the weapons, perform background checks on buyers, and enforce minimum age limits. The gun industry sued to block it. During oral arguments, the justices mused about grocery orders, asking whether eggs, chopped ham, peppers, and onions could be considered a Western omelet, and whether the gun kits are analogous to the challenges of assembling IKEA furniture. By the end, it appeared that the rule may likely get enough votes from the court to survive a challenge from the makers of the products. Meanwhile, Biden's EPA finalized a rule that requires water utilities to replace all lead pipes within a decade. The rule is the strongest overhaul of lead in water standards in roughly three decades. The EPA estimates the new standard will prevent up to 900,000 infants from having low birth weight, avoid up to 1,500 premature deaths per year from heart disease, and will prevent up to 200,000 IQ points lost among children. Moving on, Trump's White House limited the 2018 FBI investigation into allegations of sexual misconduct levied against Brett Kavanaugh, which threatened his Supreme Court nomination. The Washington Post reports that following Christine Blasey Ford's widely reported testimony that Kavanaugh had groped her and tried to take off her clothes at a high school party more than three decades earlier, Trump approved a limited one-week-long FBI investigation into the allegations. Trump vowed that the FBI would have free rein to investigate the claims and later claimed that the FBI was talking to everybody. The White House, however, was instructing the FBI to only interview 10 witnesses, according to a new report by Senator Sheldon Whitehouse. The report reads, "The FBI's supplemental background investigation into the sexual assault allegations against Kavanaugh was unreliable, not because of FBI ineptitude, but because the Trump White House tightly controlled the scope of the investigation." And finally, Trump secretly sent COVID-19 testing equipment to Vladimir Putin for his personal use during the height of the coronavirus pandemic. This according to a new book by Bob Woodward. According to the book, titled War, Putin told Trump, "I don't want you to tell anybody because people will get mad at you, not me." While U.S. and Russian officials in 2020 did publicly announce that some testing equipment as well as ventilators had been sent to Russia, officials never disclosed that it was for Putin's personal use or that he had urged Trump to keep their conversation secret. Woodward also reports that Trump has spoken to Putin maybe as many as seven times since leaving office in 2021. Kamala Harris, meanwhile, called the reporting just the most recent stark example of who Trump is. People in America were struggling to get tests, and this guy is sending them to Russia, to a murderous dictator for his personal use. That's all for now. You can find the links and sources for all of these stories on the main website. And as always, visit whatthefuckjusthappenedtoday.com for the latest news and headlines. Until next time, I'm Joe Andides.